Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
Biz for Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Biz for Good show. I'm your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington. Welcome to the show, people. Welcome to the show. We're doing something a little different now. We don't have a guest, but we do have a guest. We're doing something a little different today. We don't have a guest. We've got no guests.
Yeah, no guests.
We're starting with no guests.
He's going to hear us forever.
Yeah, forever and ever. You're going to be in a living hell forever and ever. You're going to listen to Ryan and Bobby over and oh. Halloween's over, man. What are we doing? And so is Thanksgiving. Anyway, we do have a guest today. We have a second camera. Oh, man, we are getting legit on our technology.
We're going to tease you with things.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to tease you with things. So
we're the teasing team.
Is that what we are? We're the teasing team. Beautiful. What episode are we on, Ryan? What are we doing here today?
You betcha. We are on episode 45.
The big 4-5.
4-5.
Five away from 50.
Yeah.
Which we got a surprise about.
Yeah, we'll be legit. Anyways, EFL 360. Every month we dive deep with the EFL 360 gang or the awesome leaders. Kevin Taylor, Jay Taylor, me, Ryan Pilkington.
And Bobby James.
Bobby Glenn James.
And Bobby Glenn James.
Basically, EFL 360 is a weekly meeting that we meet and we dive deep with a lot of people that come in. We just have relationships and grow in business and
entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders.
Yeah,
people that are wanting to create businesses that are founders of something that maybe they just own a small business, or people that are leaders that want to grow their leadership skills. We all get together and massively have a good time.
That's right. So today's episode is titled Your Growth Plan, because better doesn't just happen.
Because better doesn't just happen. It takes work, people.
It does.
You don't just get better.
You got to work.
By doing nothing.
Your growth plan.
You don't grow unless you do something.
You got to do it.
If you don't put water and feed on the plant, it doesn't grow. In fact, it dies.
Ba-ba-boom.
Ba-boom. Drop the mic.
All right. Today's show is brought to you by EFL 360 and Speak Up. Go ahead, Bobby.
EFL 360 founders, leaders, well, actually, entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders, EFL360.com. Come join us every week at the Miller Business Incubator, Miller Corporate Partnership Building Room. Yeah, mouthful. Room 333 from 4 to 6 o'clock. Come join us. If you're an entrepreneur, founder, leader, want to be, know you need to start a business, don't have a clue what to do, where to go, this is a great place to start. EFL360.com.
Yeah, and then we have a Speak Up.
And if you want to be a speaker, have thought about being a speaker, know you have a message inside you. SpeakUpSpeakers.com. Speak Up Professional Speaker Studio. You know, there's a lot of speaking places out there that teach you how to speak, and they teach you the tools and the techniques of how to do this and how to do that. But Speak Up takes it to the next level and teaches you how to actually pull your message outside of yourself and find out what your true message is to give to the world. It's very empowering and profound.
Yeah.
SpeakUpSpeakers.com.
It's kind of a movement, actually, Bobby. It's a movement. Things are happening with it. It's
people, awesome. Things are happening with Speak Up. There are some powerful people out there with powerful messages that are now have tools to really hone those messages.
It's like an incubator for speakers.
Ooh, it is.
Yeah.
Speak Up Professional Speaker Studio Incubator for Speakers.
Dun, dun, dun.
I like it.
Anyways. So, yeah, take advantage of that. You know, go to the Biz for a Good Show. We have the sponsor page. You can also go to the websites that we just mentioned.
Yep.
You know, the Biz for a Good Show is a fun podcast that dives deep and interviews like-minded, passionate people in doing good in business and promotes the true success is love.
True success is love of your customers, your clients, your employees. If you love what you do, all those things connect in a be good, do good world, and it does good business. It makes better business.
It just makes sense. But we want to take that time to really dive deep in on this stuff. And you can go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/biz4.
The number four.
Good show. And join us live every Thursday.
Also, sometime on Thursdays.
We're going to be changing the time here, so pay attention, people. There's going to be a test.
Test of the emergency broadcast system.
We'd love to have you subscribe. Give us some reviews if you're finding us on iTunes, Stitcher.
Yes, come on, guys. Tell us what we can do better or worse. Don't tell us what we can do worse. Just tell us what we can do better.
It's definitely interactive. We'd love to hear your feedback.
All right.
So, yeah. Well, we're coming back from Thanksgiving. Just want to shout out to Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Thanksgiving, for making me 10 pounds heavier. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Here we are to the interview segment. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show the Kevin Taylor.
Kevin
Taylor. And check this out.
Boom!
We've got Kevin Taylor on the show. Awesome. All right.
Hey, Bobby, I just want to tell you, it wasn't Thanksgiving that made you 10 pounds heavier.
It was the fact that I ate a crap load of food.
Yeah, it was the seconds on the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you may be right.
Pumpkin pudding.
Oh, pumpkin pudding. Ooh. Yeah, I just scraped the top off the pumpkin and pie. It's kind of bland. Because I have a gluten-free thing, whatever.
Yeah, my in-laws are gluten-free. We're at their place for Thanksgiving, and they do the same thing. Pumpkin pie filling in a pan.
There you go. I love it.
You just pumpkin scoop pudding. Out it's, your slice
it's
and plop
still
it on the
good.
Plate.
It's still good.
I ate a lot. It was beautiful. That's in-laws amazing. Cooked this time. We were up in-laws. Super good stuff. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Hey, glad to be here.
Welcome to the new somewhat format where we can constantly get in your face. Boom! Get in your face. Boom!
Bobby's having fun with technology
face.
Right now.
Yeah.
To our listeners that can't see this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot. This is a podcast, too. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and stuff. They're going, what is he going boom
cool,
for?
All the cool nuggets, man.
What's he going boom for? I don't get it. It's because the camera's changing, see, people? Okay.
Yeah. I can't believe they can't see that on the audio.
I know. Yeah. They can feel it, though. Can't they feel the energy of boom? Watch.
Boom.
Can you feel it?
Boom.
There he is.
Yeah.
See, here we are.
We like to tease people, see?
And then we can put in some flyaways.
Yeah, Ryan, you are a tease.
I'm having too much fun with pictures. Okay, I'm gonna let go. So, Founders Roundtable today. This is Founders Roundtable, and we want to talk about what's happened at EFL this month. What have we learned? What are the takeaways? What are the powerful tools? If folks have missed it, hopefully we're going live on EFL and the Biz for Good Show. So, and we're looking at maybe going live on EFL every week too. Just, I mean, there's no you can't be too much out there, right? Can you?
Is it possible?
Can you be out there too much, Ryan?
Depends on where you're being out there with.
Oh. You know, if we're getting out there to our target market, I don't think you can.
Just spread the peanut butter everywhere.
Oh, just get more peanut butter.
Jiffy.
Bigger jar.
Bunch of Jiffy.
It's Jiff, by the way.
Jiff.
I'll take my Peter Pan. Yeah. Maybe a little Peter Skippy Pan. To go but with it.
I always call it Jiffy, too.
You always called it Jiffy?
Yeah.
But it's Jiff.
Part of the Mandela family.
Yeah. I don't care what the Mandela effect says. It's Jiffy to me. It's Jiffy to me. And he died in the 90s. I don't care what anybody's
known.
No, I never thought that. That's one I didn't.
Yeah, recent. Anyways.
Some of those really
EFL. Got,
okay, let's just run away and go to Mandela effect. Kevin's here. You know, we're supposed to be interviewing him.
Kevin.
What?
Well, we're supposed to be interviewing everybody.
Would it be
right?
cool? I'm just doing a. We're just doing this off the cuff. But did you want to talk about kind of some of the stuff you've done in the entrepreneur world?
Kevin himself.
Oh, so some of my background.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Since it's just you today, and Jay's not here. Jay's out doing Jay stuff, and Kevin's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to get to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Where do I go with my background? There's. It's a big question.
There's a camera in his face now. He's freaked out.
Deer in the headlights. Yeah, okay. For those of you on audio,
just ignore the camera. Ignore the camera and look at us.
For those of you on audio, like just there. Ignore all the weird sound effects I'm making here. Yes, I actually grew up entrepreneurial. Very entrepreneurial family. My dad was a businessman back in the day when that's what it was called, before entrepreneur was a thing. And I grew up working in the family business, and kind of after I, got out of college and jumped back in full-time in the family business and really helped grow that. I guess that would make me more of an intrapreneur than entrepreneur, trying to, bring new ideas to a senior housing industry that it's had an interesting run, where it started. We were in it before it was an industry, which is kind of crazy to think about. And then the industry sprang up around us, and then we had to catch back up. So
they found out there's a lot of old people in the world that need housing.
There are a lot of old people in the world that need housing. But for anybody who's thinking about getting into assisted living, just because the first baby boomers have turned 65 does not mean they're moving in yet.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
That was, as we were getting out, that was one of the big things. The first baby boomers were turning 65, and there's going to be this rush on assisted living here in the next 6 months. It's like, no, people. No. You got a good solid 10 years before those baby boomers start to really need assisted living. And, so it's coming. It's just not there.
People are living longer. And
they're living longer. They're living healthier. And so it's even probably going to delay more as people live healthier, longer lives. Mm-hmm. There will still be a demand for assisted living. There will still be a point in the progression of life where people need that help. But, it doesn't happen at 65. You don't just give up. I'm retired. I'm moving to the old folks' home because I'm half dead.
And if you do that, you will be.
You will be, yeah.
Keep working, people.
So you did that.
So I did that. We actually sold the business. We had a major investment firm come in and make us an offer that we couldn't refuse.
An offer you can't refuse.
Yeah, I don't mean that in the mafia way. It was just a good offer. There were some nice commas in it.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. And so we took that, and then from there I trained with...
You lived the good life from there.
Yeah,
he's been on a beach half of the time.
Wow,
he's in Cancun all the time.
I've seen Cancun a couple times.
A boat. He has boats, like lots of boats.
Really?
That's what I heard about you, Kevin.
Dang,
you boat. I know you have a boat.
I have a boat.
Oh,
a boat.
I used to have a little boat in my tub when I was little.
Yeah.
Should I tell you it's a little 8-foot dinghy, or would that make you feel better?
I think it's a 27-foot something or another is what it is. But
it's
whatever.
A kayak.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a stand-up paddleboard.
He's always gone on it. Ah, there you go, stand-up paddleboard. But he's living the good life.
Yeah, no, I
people,
you know,
it can happen, Kevin Taylor.
It can happen. I will not deny that having a successful exit from a family business is a beautiful thing. Really good thing. I will not try and play that down.
That's awesome.
But I wasn't ready to give up.
No.
So as much
can't
as
can't keep a good Kevin down.
Yeah, I thought about it. I could take early retirement, but I gotta set a good example for the kids, right?
Absolutely. And you want to do things. And now you got cool stuff you can follow and create. And
The cool thing is I have not been bored since then.
No.
I trained with eMyth on their coaching methods. I've been a business coach, run my own company, Beyond Imagination Business Coaching, for anybody who wants to know. Met Bobby through that, coming to, at the time, ELP.
Yep.
And...
Was it been 5 years now, something like that?
It's been something like that, yeah. It's been a while.
Both Bobby and Kevin were on the leadership team there.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So we ran that program with Jay for 4 years of that, give or take.
Yep. A blast, by the way.
It's really
been
fun.
It's been a pleasure working with you guys, and that's why we still work together. You know, when you find people that you can work with and you trust and you know, it's just cool.
Yeah.
It's a be good, do good thing for sure, that when you know you can be around folks that you care about and that it matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that is one of the things that keeps me going with what I do is, you know, like we were saying, 2 months ago, somebody asked, why do you guys do this EFL thing? Mm-hmm. You know, what's with you? Why do you keep showing up? And, you know, I'm pretty sure the answer they expected was, you know, we're making moolah, we're good. But yep. Honestly, it's
gravy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're raking it in, you know. Yeah,
we're raking in the gravy. The lady brings it for the potatoes.
But. Yeah. On these free Thursday afternoon meetings, we are
making bank. No, it's about the cup being filled.
It is.
I tell people that all the time. Why do you go to that thing? It's because it's one of the funnest days of the week for me.
Yeah.
Because we get to talk with other entrepreneurs that have crazy entrepreneur minds, and it's a beautiful thing.
And
Ryan's telling me we need to see us.
Oh, let's get you guys in here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And anyway, yeah, you should. You know what? We should put that in the middle, and we should both take turns clicking it. See, this is how you do it.
I thought I'd just give you a hand signal.
Oh,
that's a good idea
too. That's a good idea too.
I'm your director, Bobby.
So, do you remember what I was talking about? Because I completely forgot.
Yeah, we're talking about EFL.
Oh, and how fun it is, and how cool it is,
and the people we meet.
Yes,
honestly, I mean the people we have gotten to know over the years.
We did the numbers, and it's been something like 6,000 people.
Yeah,
6,000 people in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
6,000 people that we've touched, dealt with, that we've heard their business ideas, that they've come, shared their stuff. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
You know, it is really cool. Another cool thing about it, some of them have ended up doing nothing with their business. And that's okay. You know,
they went and got a job or their dream was dashed.
Yeah.
I no longer you know, have a dream.
And some of them just came and said, I don't, you know, I'm just investing, you know, I'm entrepreneur curious.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
You know, and
entrepreneur curious.
My wife came with me, you know, and she loves to bake and cook. And so she's like, oh, maybe I should try a bagel business. And it's like, whoa, yeah. Where'd this come from?
She was getting and, the bug.
You know, she did
it's
her.
It's infectious.
She did
it. She did
it. Yeah. I don't know. She would just come to support me. And so anyways, she found out she doesn't have the jobs for that. So,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I would rather have someone find that out before they have mortgaged their home,
yes.
Maxed out 12 credit cards.
Yeah,
you know,
I would have liked. Yeah, I definitely liked that.
You know, but if we can even help them figure that out, I think that's a success.
Absolutely.
And then others we have seen go on to absolutely phenomenal
amazing things.
Yeah, that we look and we're just like, whoa, where did this come from?
It's true. Yeah, we've seen people grow. We've seen them get funding. We've been a part of other people that have done just really, really cool things, tripled, quadrupled their businesses. You know, and it all comes down to the work. You know, the title of this is, if you don't get to work and do something, you're not going to grow. You're not going to do more. And get to work also means coming to things like EFL and learning stuff. I tell people all the time, I spend 10% of my income on training things, on going to trainings. I mean, I do lots of trainings and I do lots of stuff like with Speak Up and things, but I still go to other people's stuff because you can't learn too much.
And even as a trainer, you learn different things from going to other trainings.
Trainings, yeah.
You not only learn what they're teaching, you see ways to teach it better.
Exactly. And I'll be honest, that's usually what I'm doing when I'm in a training. I'm like, how are they doing that? Oh, I know why they did that. Oh, that's a good idea. And oh, wait, I'm supposed to pay attention to the concepts that they're talking about, not how they're doing this. But
that's why
as
you
a
take
trainer,
your recorder,
you just.
Right? You
just don't, yeah.
I'll play it back later and listen to the content.
So true, so true.
The systems, the learning systems.
Learning systems, yeah. So what are what are we talking about today? So, the month back, what are the things that we want to talk about? Framework.
So we were talking, I mean, it was this month.
It's been crazy. It's been a big month.
Yeah, it's the last day of the month. We're still in November as we're recording this. But yeah, it's been your growth plan. Because better doesn't just happen. And it's amazing how many people just think,
it's a good idea.
I'm just going to you know, just going to go, and it's going to get better. And I don't know how or why, but it's going to get better. And so we spent the month, except for Thanksgiving, which we allowed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, we didn't come here on Thanksgiving. We're all with the in-laws this year. I don't know what it was. But
eating.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You know what? I would
don't do it very much, though.
I would be less fat if I had come here Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been as much fun. It
would not have been near as much fun. I mean,
I got pretty miserable, though.
Wisdom 7, wisdom 8 would be tossed out the door. You know, relationships and love. So, you know, you got to keep some of that going. Yeah, little shout out to 8 Wisdoms. Great book written by a wonderful man.
Oh, thank you.
You're a good man.
If you haven't read it yet, I really recommend finding it. It's on Amazon.
Amazon.com.
8wisdoms.com.
8wisdoms.com, too. Yeah, that is true. Framework.
Two of the main things we talked were creating a framework for your growth and developing gratitude. And how
in
that,
business.
And how that can drive growth, too. Yeah. And so, yeah, frameworks. Let's start with that one, because essentially...
What do we mean when we say framework? What does that mean?
Yeah, when we say framework, it means you want your business to grow. You want something to come out of this. But if you don't know how it's supposed to grow, it's hard to do it. It's like if you're building a 4-story building. You know, they've just been building some new hospitals up by me. And the first thing they do is you've got scaffolding that goes up even before anything shows up on the building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your framework. You've kind of defined this.
That's
is what
keeps everything from falling apart.
Yeah, this is what my business is going to look like.
It's what everything latches onto.
Yeah, it's where I'm going to be standing as I build my business. It's what I'm going to build on. It's how I'm going to do it. And it's not defining your business. You know, it's not limiting, but it's putting these boundaries around that are essentially you saying, you know what, this is what my business is going to do. You know, we're going to provide this product or this service, and we're going to do it this way that's different. Inside that is your growth. But if you don't know what it's going to look like, feel like, act like, anything else, your growth is just going to be haphazard, and you're not going to go that far. You know, I'm not that tall. I can reach up about this high to put the top nail in whatever I'm building,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm done. You know, that barely even reaches a 7-foot ceiling in my basement.
That's true.
You know, so if we really want to grow a business, you need some kind of structure, a plan, a framework to put it around. And
is that like goals? Is that like...
It's, you know, it can be a number of
business
things.
Model.
It's goals.
I know we went over lean model a lot this month. And
yeah, you know, wasn't that October?
Oh, yeah, that was.
But it all fits.
That is definitely a part of
it's
framework.
It's all part,
understanding your business is a part of your framework for sure.
It really is. And yeah, choosing a business model that you're going to work with, you know, and then just building from that is a great start. It is a great piece of the framework. Largely a framework is what it's your grounding, you know. So you start with that, you know, business canvas or lean canvas, whatever it may be, and then as crazy ideas come at you, instead of choosing the flavor of the month club of cool new stuff I think I might want to try, you go back to that and you say, all right, this is what I put together. And
my defeat, and I've learned my lesson.
All right, Ryan's pulling out the sound effects.
Ryan's coming at you live.
And so, yeah, framework is really just it's defining what it's going to be. The other piece that we've talked about with frameworks is kind of an analogy was Lego bricks.
Oh.
And
they haven't changed.
They have not since the first Lego brick rolled off the assembly line. Every brick is interconnectable.
And you could put that one that came off the assembly line with one you go get at Toys R Us right now.
They would fit. The same things could connect. There's some slight visual differences.
Isn't that
crazy? But physically, they will still connect.
That is crazy cool.
And it is. It is. And it really ties into the framework, because you look at what Lego does. How many designs do they have? I mean, for pity's sake, they got like a $2,000 Millennium Falcon or whatever that thing is going to cost.
They make cities, and now with the movies, it's just crazy.
Thanks, Chewie. We're glad to have you on board. Yeah, and they do all this. It's all possible because they have that framework, which is all the nubs are this high, the bricks are this height, this width, this is our standard piece. And so as you look at growing a business, if you suddenly say, okay, I don't want to be Lego anymore, I want to be Mega Blocks.
Yeah.
You disconnect from what got you going. And even if you do change, you know, you could be...
The framework. It comes down... If the framework is solid, like people say, if you build a really strong foundation...
You can grow.
You can change, you can pivot, because we talk about change and pivot all the time. But but if the foundation doesn't change and it's solid,
yeah,
you're one step ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, even taking a framework idea, if I start out building Lego City... And after a few years, I decided, you know, I don't like City anymore. I'm bored with that. I've built all the cops and robbers I can do. I want to do Lego Space now.
And so they do.
So you do. And it's not like your investment in City is wasted. You can take those pieces.
Violation, Jim.
Woo! Take off the headphones there.
That's a little loud, Ryan.
Sorry.
Be careful of the sound effects this week.
Turn it. Turn it down.
Yeah. Total, complete, absolute annihilation. Annihilation, Jim.
I don't think there is Lego Star Trek yet, is it? Ooh. Ooh, brand extension.
Uh-oh.
I just want
Lego
10%.
Lego Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah.
If they can do Star Wars.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But I just blasted
Lego
everybody
Star
there.
Trek.
Legos to blast
Are
your
any of the
off.
Trekkies out there open to that? Are they open to Lego Star Trek?
Are you
sure there isn't a Lego Star Trek? Wow. Why not?
I mean, you got how many versions of the Enterprise you can make models of? And there's only one Millennium Falcon? Come on, this is extensible here.
Oh, there you see there. Wow, this is nerds unite, man. Geeky. Okay,
anyway,
what
so
do you
that,
think, framework?
Yeah, that's the idea of the framework, is that you have a basis that you can build on. Even if you shift, you know you're doing it within a structure that you can keep building. And you don't just have to toss and lose what you're doing.
Yep.
Yeah. So then, Bobby, I think... Let's look at what you got. You covered with us as we were leading into Thanksgiving and getting all grateful.
Gratitude in business specifically. And the interesting thing is, you know, we took it where we wanted it to be a little... I wanted it to be have an impact because, excuse me, when you say have gratitude, I mean, okay. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
It's Thanksgiving. I'll be grateful for 24 hours, and then dang it, it's Black Friday. I'm greedy now.
Exactly. I mean, gratitude is a powerful tool, especially in business. And we connected with people by saying, okay, list all the problems with your business, all the problems that you're having, you know, and what all did we come up with problems? Do you remember? I mean, we came with, you know, I don't have the right marketing. If only, you know, this piece would work, or... We don't have the right sales funnel, or we don't this.
Revenue model's not
revenue
in place
model,
yet.
Yeah, we're not making money. I need to find out how to make money. I don't know how, blah, 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 blah. And it was real easy to find the problems.
Can you have a business that you don't have some kind of gripe? Something's not working?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was okay with problems.
Then you turned it around on us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Somebody was saying, Sky was saying something on Facebook. My ADD goes, boing. What's that flashing thing? It literally was a flashing thing. Wow. What was I talking about?
Gratitude.
Okay, so
ladies and gentlemen, Bobby has left the building.
So... Again, it's real easy to talk about the problems, but then we went up and we said, guess what the real problem is?
Y-O-U.
You. You are the problem. If you're not succeeding, it's because of you. Not because of not the right sales guy, not the right marketing team, not the right this, not the right that. It's because of you. And the second you take accountability and realize that you're not doing more or being more is because of you, is when you can step out and take life on and do things. Now, the reason we took them there to gratitude...
Yeah, and by the way, I think that was very powerful recognition for some people.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks really realized, oh...
To turn that corner of, oh, yeah, that I can blame that, but really I don't have that marketing funnel because I have not built that marketing funnel.
Exactly. And it really is a big realization. Now, the reason we brought that up to connect it with gratitude is because the other piece is in the world, and this isn't rocket science. They call it the secret, but it's not. It's not that much of a secret, because what you look at is what you see.
What you look at
is what you see.
What you see.
Where your eyes go, you see that, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what your mind goes to is what you get, right? It's what you create. When I focus on all the things I'm doing wrong, constantly doing wrong, I get a bunch more wrong stuff, right? Now, this isn't woo-woo. When I go buy a new car and I think it's this most original car on earth, all of a sudden 50 bazillion people have the same dang car. What happened?
Copycats.
Yeah, it's like, wow, when did this car get so popular? Why?
It's because you bought it. It's because Bobby bought it,
now,
really.
Yeah, because Bobby bought it, and they all bought it because Bobby bought it. That's right.
They should have given you yours free.
That's right. All the marketing I gave them. Come on. Man, where'd this go? This just disappeared down a hole that I don't know. Kevin did it. It was Kevin's fault, Ryan.
No, I have not learned my lesson, Ryan.
So,
cool the rhetoric. Find common ground and fix the problems together.
I love it. I'm completely lost. Now, anyway, it's not a secret. Guys, gratitude in your business, just like gratitude in your life, is a powerful, powerful business tool. Mm-hmm. When you focus on what your business is doing good, what you can do for your customer that is doing good, why you're excited about assisting someone else and that you have the opportunity to help somebody else, when you focus on that stuff, there's always going to be problems. There's always going to be a hurdle to climb. But if you don't focus on that and focus on what you can do, you know, I don't have the right sales funnel, but man, I've got a friend that I can talk to and learn something. I've learned about this new thing. And if you watch, not to do a plug, but that Gold Digger commercial from the ClickFunnels guys. Oh, have you guys seen that? It's freaking hilarious. I'm your Gold Digger. I paint naked squirrels. So the Harmon Brothers strikes again. Oh, so yeah. Anyway, I just went down another hole and totally lost where I was going with that. But you can focus on what's how to like make about? It into a yeah, how you can make it into a good thing. You know, I don't have a sales funnel. I'm going to keep going to that. But man, I could get one really easily. Everybody's out there doing that stuff now, and I could go look on Google and probably find a way to do it really, really easily.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing you can look at and say, even ignoring the I don't have a sales funnel, say, you know what? I am very grateful that I have got some really solid, good customers. They're long-term customers, and they're great. And be grateful for that and treat them with that gratitude.
Attitude of gratitude.
Yeah, not only treat them with gratitude, but when you... In some of my companies, I have not a giant customer base. I mean, my customers, they pay lots of money, but I don't have that many. Yeah. So I have the opportunity to say thank you a lot, to give kudos to my clients, to really appreciate them. In some ways, it's easier. And that's why I love the whole oversubscribed model. Mm-hmm. It's because then you can really hone in on people that you can assist really, really well, but you can also appreciate them really, really well, give them gratitude really, really well. When I have 20 clients, I can really appreciate and connect with them, and then they can see how much I love and care for my clients. When I have 5,000,
it's hard.
It's way harder.
Here's your email, thank you. Yeah.
Exactly. And that one of 5,000, they know they're 5,000, and like, he doesn't care that I exist. Yeah. Because if I drop off, what is he's lost? But when you have 8 clients, 10 clients, that you appreciate them and they know you appreciate, or at least you can.
Yeah.
You don't have to. In my world, I do.
And that is, you could not summarize the lesson much better than that. Mm-hmm. be grateful for those 8, 10, 20 clients and let them know it. And what is that going to do for your business?
And focus on that.
Yeah, rather than wishing for 50 or 100 or, you know,
oh, man, thinking what you're lacking. I so wish I had more clients. Well, just be grateful for the ones you have, because in one of my companies, I've done no sales whatsoever. It's all been word of mouth from my other clients.
Yeah. For how many years?
10.
Yeah, we're talking, yeah, the school.
10, the charter schools, 10, 11 years, all from word of mouth. No sales, no calls, no, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried some calls once and it didn't even work. We didn't, you're like, this is lame.
Just let them get together and talk about what works, and your
just
name
do
comes
great
up.
Great with the clients that you have, and it's amazing how word of mouth is the most powerful sales tool.
Well, and when your name comes up from three people that are talking to,
exactly
when they get together and talk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So gratitude, man. If you, people, I don't, you know, we hear about gratitude in life and people having gratitude journals and all that stuff, but in business, it is important. Because if you're day-to-day and you're hating life, and we bring up E-Myth a lot, and the lady that makes the pies and how much she all of a sudden hates her life, you don't want that.
No. You know, and it is so easy to get buried in your business and to just get stuck. You know, I often use the analogy, you're digging a trench, and you're so busy digging the trench, you don't even stick your head up to look if you're going the right way, or stop to ask if I should still be digging this doggone trench.
True.
You just got to dig the trench. And, you know, if you stop for gratitude, I think it gives you enough of that break that you can just say, hey, am I doing the right thing? You know, I'm grateful for, what do I have to be grateful for in this? What's working? And when you pause for that, you tend to look around. Because you've got to find what is good.
Yeah, smell the roses.
And when you look around, you might realize, you know what? This trench was a stupid idea to start with. Why don't I come up and see what's good in the world?
You could have kept going and dug in deeper. But if you look up, you'll realize, oh, I'm 10 feet away from where I should be.
Yeah. Oopsie. Let me just walk there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What do you think about gratitude, Ryan? You've been quiet over there. You've been sneaky over there, Ryan. Do you have anything to say about gratitude?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That was pretty good. I gotta say, that was pretty good. We couldn't have planned that any better than that was.
I don't even know what to do with that.
All right, guys. I think it's time to wrap this thing up. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. In our new format that we're going to be moving forward, we want to take some takeaways at the end of the conversation, and we want to do a wrap up. So I've done a little bit of a wrap up here as best as I can. So
perfect.
Yeah.
I knew Ryan was over there doing something sneaky.
I was working. You guys were working.
He
too.
Was the doer.
We're just over here.
He
talking.
Was the doer. Yeah, we were just shooting the ball. Ryan is the doer.
So the end of the conversation here, we're just basically talking about framework and how framework matters. We can do that through business planning, through being strategic in our business planning. Then also you can create, you know, as you're creating your vision, you want to make sure you're making a structure for your company. Also, that includes systems, and you can find out those situations or resources or tools online. We urge you to do that. And then the next one was to be grateful and be grateful in the workplace. And then what you focus on is what you get.
Yeah.
So I would say the takeaway today is be grateful for framework.
Be grateful for a framework.
And then the takeaway would be go out and do some research. If you're struggling with some framework right now, go for it. Do it.
Go for it. And be grateful that you can do that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a little off topic, but as we put all this together, one thing that's come out to me is take a breath, pause for just a minute, and think about your business. And this being the Biz for Good show, what are you doing that's good? Take just that pause. And that pause could lead you to gratitude. It could lead you to new ideas. It could lead you to say, you know, I started this to make a difference, and I gave that up at some point in search of money. But just take that pause, and it will lead you to a lot of things if you just give it the time. So,
I love it.
That's my thought.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's wrap this thing up, guys. What do you think, Ryan?
Woo!
I bet you guys didn't realize we could fit that many people in the studio.
Anyways, I'm having too much fun with the sound effects. It's been an awesome pleasure to sit down with you guys and learn and study for the past long, long time with you guys. So I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You can learn more. You can go to EFL360 on the Facebook, and they do live streams. So wanted to take advantage
every
of
week.
That. And with that, I'll leave you with the hashtag.
Be good, do good.
Hashtag
be good, do good. Hashtag be good, do good.
Oh, I keep wanting to go over here.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.